any rate, I'm going to be going down there, and this will all be made public. And what I'm finding is that the people who follow me closely, and we all know who they are, know my footsteps, let's put it that way. So we're just going to make it all public. We're going to have the flight numbers listed. We're going to have the times of arrival. So all of this will be very public. And so stay tuned to that, because I believe by March, somewhere in mid-March, we will be able to start seeing this. And the reason we have multiple locations, number one, because if they try and shut one of them down, we have alternative locations that will still be in operation. Also, by having these locations placed in the positions they're in, both South America and New Zealand, we'll be able to triangulate on the motion of the secondary bodies and very quickly determine masses, orbits, and then project them into the solar system, so we can determine if any of these objects will break free, become secondary solar system objects, etc. So it's a very complicated, both observationally and in terms of the residual calculations that have to be made to really understand what's going on. And of course, I want to remind you that NASA already has all this information and is hiding it, and that's necessitating this trip. My goal here is to basically do what I call clear the southern hemisphere. We have cleared every other portion of the sky for any imminent external solar system, extra solar system objects moving into the solar system at this time, any big ones. So the point now is the only place we have not seen is the Harrington location. And it does become very obvious when we see the comets that are moving through the solar system right now, especially the close solar passages. We've had three, let's see, today's the 20th, so literally in the last week, we have had three major comets moved by the sun. And let's see, the, I'm looking at the notes here. The comet that just came by, the name of that comet is NEAT-6, C-2002 NEAT-6, discovered in 2002, allegedly, by the NEAT facility, clearly is a major comet. And what I'd like to do tonight also is take you through a little visual trip through that comet as it comes around the sun, so you get an idea of what that comet is doing. But I want to make something very clear, that the nucleus of that comet is very large. And if that happens to be a companion to the big guy, namely Planet X, then it would first be very far away, which means that Planet X is really, really big. We're not talking Jupiter size, we're talking bigger. Hold an object like that through interplanetary space, but through numerous passages through the solar system, to hold it at that distance from Planet X, that means Planet X is very big. Really came in as a part of another larger group entourage of comets, which we are seeing, and by the way, we will continue to see more and more comets in the solar system coming in from all directions. That's simply an indication that these are part of the entourage of the big guy coming in, the thing we call Nibiru, Planet X, whatever.
The search for planet X was back to the Middle Ages when people first began to calculate orbits. And they started to realize that the orbits of the planets didn't quite add up with our theoretical expectations.